Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on this special day. My name is John White, editor of Walls and Ceilings, and with me today is our associate editor, Hannah Belloli. Today, we're honored to be speaking with Walls and Ceilings annual contractor of 2021, California Drywall. And we give a warm welcome to the company's president and owner, Steve Ekstrom. Steve, I have those titles right, correct?
That's correct. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Let's kick right into this. So, Steve, tell us what it means to be named Contractor of 2021, especially considering Cal Drywall's 75th anniversary.
I mean, it's very important to be recognized as one of the better drywall companies across the nation. I know a lot of large and small contractors who I really respect, and to be named the best of the year, you know, I feel a lot of pride in that. After 75 years of my grandfather working towards a goal and my father working towards a goal, and you know, me and my partners working towards these goals to get to this level, it does mean a lot, not only to me, but everyone in my office.
So after 75 years, Steve, what does it mean to you to stay up to date as a contractor?
Well, you can't rest on your laurels. When I first came into the business 30 some odd years ago, there was a group of very large, successful drywall companies. And there's probably maybe one of them left. They've all kind of shut their doors, moved on. So if you don't try and keep up with the latest and greatest in technology, in human resource, or just trying to stay on top of the game, you're going to get passed by. I mean, I'm in Silicon Valley, and it's if you're not on top of your game, and if you're not on top of technology, and if you're not on top of your craft and your trade, you're going to get left behind. And when that happens, it's really hard to catch back up.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Steve, real quick, jump into next year, which is just a couple weeks away. Anything majorly exciting you want to share with us that's in the pipeline?
Well, the one thing I'm looking forward to is people coming back to the office. I miss the collaboration. And we do have people working remotely, but we do have a lot of people coming back into the office under the specific protocols that we have out here in California. But through that collaboration and moving forward, we're really, really invested in prefabrication and offsite construction. And it's really started to gain a lot of traction, not only from me from the top wanting it to happen for the company, but the buy-in that's happening is picking up steam, and it's becoming more exponential to where everyone's really believing in this new process. So I'm very excited about that part of the business. I think it's just gonna make every other part of my business that much more successful.
Mm-hmm. And sort of snowballing off of that, are there any exciting new plans for 2021? Maybe any projects coming up you can share?
I think you mean 2022.
2022. Oh my goodness. You know, I'm sure you guys can all understand these years have just blended together. I don't know what time is anymore.
We do have a lot of large core and shell jobs that are starting, should be breaking ground pretty soon here. The one that's very interesting to me, and it's a little bit further down the road, but it's a very large hospital in San Francisco. And it's an 8-year project for me, which is something that is kind of unheard of for us, but we've started getting into this one area of IPD hospitals. And this one is for UCSF to replace their hospital up on their campus. And we've started the pre-construction process with the design team, which is another piece that we typically don't get to do. We don't get to get in up front with the designers, the engineers, the mechanical, the electrical design team, but we're doing that right now. So that's the biggest, it's going to be the biggest job we've ever done in the area of $200 million for us. And we get to help with all the BIM, the design, incorporating all of our prefabrication processes in this project. So that one's exciting. A lot of people around our office are talking about it. You know, typically hospitals, we would run away from them, but with this integrated project delivery model, it makes it to where you will be successful, and it gives you an opportunity to collaborate and to use some of these new techniques that we're experienced with these days.
Yeah, speaking of BIM and prefab and things of that nature, design build, Steve, what technology interests you, or I suppose new products, or what's new in the industry that you've kept current on that you're really excited about?
Well, we've been doing BIM. We have our in-house BIM team. We have our in-house engineering team. What we're doing now that excites me quite a bit is trying to take construction to a manufacturing model. And in doing that, where we're doing the offsite construction, we incorporate a lot of manufacturing tools like rolling our own studs, laser cutters, laser welders, brake machines, brake presses. And we're also using scanners quite a bit for when we get on the project, we will scan the project. So we can bring that back in-house, incorporate into our models, and then have all this on job site information available for the whole team to then start figuring out within that model, what can we prefabricate? And the prefabrication will then go through the manufacturing model where we have our stations and everything just has a workflow to where you have your semi-finished product ready to install on a kind of as needed schedule.
So for want of a better expression, it runs like an assembly line.
Correct.
Okay.
So looking ahead, Steve, what would you say the future for the wall and ceiling contractor looks like? And what does the future of Cal Drywall look like as well?
I think the future is what you make of it. If you really embrace the change and try and do more with less, because we have a serious manpower shortage right now. Hopefully that will kind of ease a bit if, you know, things start getting back to normal, but there's opportunity out there. And for those who embrace prefabrication and these changes, I think there's a lot of opportunities. The owners really like the idea if you do your prefabrication and you can get them into their project 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 weeks early. That's what really matters to them. And if it's a safer job because things are done in a, you know, controlled environment, that makes it that much better. So wall and ceilings has a big opportunity if you're willing to embrace the change. If you're not, you might end up like some of those large companies that I remember when I first came into this business.
Well, Steve, it's got to be said, man, you guys are certainly worthy on so many levels of receiving our and being named Contractor of 2021 on behalf of the whole Walls and Ceilings team. We certainly want to give a big shout out to you and your staff for just remarkable work. So keep it up. And with that, ladies and germs, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, we have been speaking with Steve Ekstrom of California Drywall. Thank you again.
All right. Thanks. Hey!